the rest of the story. The intriguing article appearing in the July 1905 issue of National Geographic was entitled The Purple Veil, A Romance of the Sea. Off the New England coast, the article begins, a curious object is often found floating on the water, somewhat resembling a lady's veil of gigantic size and of a violet or purple color, but the author was not merely an oceanographer reveling in his golden opportunity to be published in a periodical of such prestige. He was H.A. Largelamb. Largelamb, co-founder of the National Geographic Society. The article continues, in 1871, the late Professor Spencer F. Baird had the opportunity of examining one of these objects at sea. He found it to present the appearance of a continuous sheet of purplish-brown color, 20 or 30 feet in length, 4 or 5 feet in width, composed of a mucus substance, which was perfectly transparent. On examining the substance with a magnifying glass, it was obvious that the purple veil as a whole was the egg mass of a fish. That H.A. Largelamb was thoroughly captivated with the subject is clear as one reads on. The mysterious layer of those seaborne eggs, he explains, is commonly known as the goosefish, described thus because it has been observed to swallow live geese and other waterfowl. It's not just what the author is saying, it's how he says it, full of childlike wonder, the scientist as an innocent. But you see, H.A. Largelamb was completely fascinated by every subject he explored, and that's why he laid the foundation for the National Geographic Society in the first place. Although university trained, he extolled the virtues of self-education throughout his life, and he practiced what he preached. He studied incessantly every topic imaginable. As a result, he became expert in a number of fields. One has but to peruse a sampling of his articles published in National Geographic alone about trends in immigration, about the geodemographics of insanity, about the aerodynamics of kites, about earthquakes and eugenics and polar exploration and the history of transportation. On and on, he wrote passionately, reflecting the results of his studies, plumbing the limitless depths of knowledge itself. That was why the National Geographic Society was so important to H.A. Largelamb, to be created, to be continued as a clearinghouse for information, both urgently useful and simply remarkable, contributed by everybody for everybody. In January of 1898, this is a full 10 years after he had helped bring the society into being, H.A. Largelamb, despite myriad and various demands on his time, became its president, having languished following the death of its former president. NGS, the National Geographic Society, might well have diminished to extinction. Yet thanks to H.A. Largelamb's conscientious devotion, the society flourished once more. In a little office in the attic of the five-story Corcoran building in Washington, D.C., Largelamb and an assistant administered NGS business and published the now-famous periodical. And from now on, when you think of him, I hope you'll picture him there, poring over papers, cluttering an old roll-top desk, delving into the wonders of a world nobody will ever completely understand, enthralled by subjects ranging from political science to purple veils of fish eggs floating on a shining sea. For the man behind the purple veil, you know quite well, though you never knew his alias. His nom de plume, H.A. Largelamb, is an anagram of his real name, A. Graham Bell. The Alexander Graham Bell? The Alexander Graham Bell. Only now you know the rest of the story.